What's up? I hope you can hear me. This is Zoe. Welcome to my fill-in show on CITR 101.9 FM. Let's start this respectfully with a land acknowledgement. I am on UBC right now, which sits on the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam First Nation, which essentially means we're constantly on stolen land. So let's just take a moment to be like, yo, this is where we're at. To pay my respects, I wanted to play this native band I like. This is Digging Roots Skoden. Skoden! It's pretty fun. Okay, I don't really know how to do this. Let's just try.
Scream, Holder and Howell, swing, jazz, and blues band, Blue Moon Marquee is coming to Vancouver at the Wise Hall on May 20th, featuring Darcy Phillips on keys, Jerry Cook on sax, plus opening sets by Joe Abbott and Paul Pigat. The dance floor is ready, so don't miss this rare Vancouver appearance. Tickets at bluemoonmarquee.com/shows. That's Blue Moon Marquee with Paul Pigott and more. May 20th, Wise Hall, Vancouver.
Okay, we are back. What's up, guys? I hope you guys are doing well. I've got a couple things going on right now. Can you hear that? Oh, now you can. This is my iPad. Got GarageBand open. It's all I use until I get my own little keyboard. I was hoping we could just jam. I kind of just want to play around until I have something interesting to say. Like that band Digging Roots, so sick. I've been finding so many native bands recently. Shout out Hallucination. Shout out Tanya Tagak, I think that's how you pronounce it. I want to go to a party where we play native music. Like, okay, there's so many options and I never hear any. Like Electric Powwow Drum by Hallucination. Come on, guys. We could go hard on that. It doesn't even matter if you're native or not. Just move your feet. Someone set that up. Not me. Just someone. Well, I could do it, maybe. This is minor blues. Let's go to major blues. What's even the difference? Just a little bit. A little graspier, in my opinion. Graspier. What does that mean? Like throaty, you know? It's like, yeah, I think you know what I mean. It's major. Not feeling the major. How about major patatonic? Thank you. could just be an hour of this, guys. Put some ads. That's how fast my heart's beating right now. Hope this sounds good. I went to a show yesterday or last night in East Hastings. And there's like this one band, I'm so sorry, I forget your name. There's three of them. Well, one was just like a speaker with guitar on it, and then there's electric guitar and a singer. And they were so good, like I could tell that there's some good going on, and I loved the electric guitar, but their sound kept going off. Like it just kept cutting, and it was just, I was like, oh, this could have been good, guys. Like, I know you're good. It's just, like, the way we're listening to it right now isn't working out. It was still good. Still enjoyed it. You know what's weird? Kind of magical. For Zoe's whole life, I was like, nah, I don't play any instruments. I sometimes sing, but like not really. And then I just opened GarageBand and then I had a keyboard back home or back in Yellowknife. And I just started playing and I was like, oh, okay. That's why I can do this. But, you know, I wasn't necessarily taught. So that's cool. Just kind of came, took over me, man. I don't know, man. And I've been trying other instruments. My friend Sage had a electric guitar back in the old place that I was living at. I tried that out one time. Dude, I can't really explain it, but I started playing and I was just kind of getting into it. And I just started crying. I was like, oh, I missed this. But I've never played, or Zoe's never played guitar before. So how do you explain that? I'm sure there's a good reason. I hope you can hear me. I'm trying not to mumble so hard all the time. And I was like, nah, I can't sing. And then I just started singing. And I was like, oh, okay, I can. Maybe you guys can do that too. I think you can't do something. Just be like, actually, absolutely, yes, I can. And then try it and see what happens. Maybe you can do it. There's so many opportunities to perform music in Vancouver that I wasn't fully, like, realizing, I guess, in the past year. Like, couch jams that goes on. You can just fucking go. Or you can just friggin' go. Sorry. And sign up and perform. That's so cool. I want to perform. Just like, what song though? Like, what song do I start this off with? Like, that feels like I would want the lyrics to be perfectly matching how I feel. So then you'd be like, oh, okay, then write your own song. Oh, I could. I definitely could, but haven't been feeling it recently with the singing. I just want to perform. I just want a mic. I mean, I have a mic right now. Hello, this is exciting. Time is moving slow right now. At least in the studio. I appreciate it. If there's one song, then I'm like, okay, maybe this one. Although, okay, I have some drama from this song a little bit. It's Kill Bill by SZA. So good. Love the song. I could definitely sing it. It's just one time in Yellowknife, had earbuds in. I was like, okay, I have a beautiful voice. Like, I can do this. And then I started singing the song. Took a video of it, and oh my god, it was terrible. It was so bad, and I was like, what? I thought I was SZA. I thought, and then I was like, but I think maybe if I did it again, I could get it. It was just like, it's tough to listen to the song because I just think about the time where I sang it really bad, but I just got to replace with a new memory, I think, and then it'll be okay. Let's listen to it, because it's a cute one. Well, I'm saying cute. She's literally talking about killing her ex, and, I mean, respect, I suppose. Yeah, let's do it.
Just want you. If I can't have you, no one should have mine. I might do my ex. Not the best idea. His new girlfriend's next. How I can hear. I might kill my ex. I still love him though. Rather be in jail than alone.
I get the sense that it's a lost cause. I get the sense that you might really love her. This text gon' be evidence, this text is evidence. I try to ration with you, no murder's a crime of passion. But damn, you was out of reach. You was at the farmer's market with your perfect peach. Now I'm in the basement, planning on my face. And now you laying face down, got me singing over a beat.
I'm so mature, I'm so mature,
I'm so
mature. I got me a therapist to tell me this other man. I don't want that, I just want you. If I can't have you, no one's will.
My ex, not the best idea. His name.
that was Kill Bill by SZA. So good. I love SZA. Always have for a long time. Her Control album, when I was working at like this gift store, I would just play it every single time that I worked because it was just the perfect vibe. I do wish that her newer album kind of equalized the instruments with the voice. Like, I understand, like, she's a singer and it's kind of like poppy, so the voice is kind of like the leading thing, and she has a great voice, so there you go. But I don't know, I like something like Supermodel where you could hear the guitar and it was almost as loud as her voice. I think that's just more interesting. Talk about instrumentals, there's this album I really like called Loud Sketches by Roscoe. I wanted to play my favorite song, which was Keyboard Song. They're all good, though. They're fun. It's kind of a spooky vibe for some of it. There's some, like, clown horn stuff going on. Like, there's, like, that comes in sometimes. That's exciting. But don't... I wouldn't listen to this if you're having a panic attack, because I was kind of freaking out the other day. And then I put this on, and there's some, like... how do I describe it? Like some alien type beats. Like it's like that. So I wouldn't listen to it if you're really freaking out. but I did listen to it one time when I was at the beach and I was like feeling kind of sad. And then I put this on. I was like, oh, okay. Everything's fine. So I'm going to play a Keyboard Song. See what I mean? Like, that's a spooky sound that you just put in there. But, like, I'm rocking with it. Just, like, you know. Consistent drum beat like that, that's just repeating hard. So good, so good. Is that a trumpet? What's that? You know, so... what is that? can't be a trumpet. What is it? I keep interrupting the song. It's because I'm really into it. I'll just like. Kind of interrupted some of that with some of my own keyboard just because it's fun. I wanted to join. So yeah, that was Keyboard Song by Raxo. I hope I'm saying it right. It's spelled R-A-C-S-O. Check out that album. It's all pretty good. It's all good. Dude, I need a microphone on my feet right now. It just won't stop. But on the left one or the right one? Ooh, drama. Both. Dude, next time I come in, I don't think I want to do today. I'm kind of feeling this like chiller vibe, but I totally want to give this number out and get people calling in. That would be so fun. I was thinking about like Like, what do I like to do? And what can I get people to do when they call in? You could just call and be like, hey, what's up? And if you want to just talk on live radio, like, you're crazy like that, we could do that. But also, I was just thinking, I could just give advice. I could try my best to give you advice. And it could go one of two ways. You decide. Either A, I give you, like, real advice, where I'm, like, actually trying to make your life better and maybe help you understand, like, what the fuck's going on, what the frig's going on. Or B, I could try my best to help you confuse your friends, because I think that I can do that kind of well. It's an art form. I call it an art form. Or you just kind of mess around. Sound strange. Like, to craft a text and for it to just be like, what? None of what you're saying. Like, what? How could you? But to just have that impact on people is kind of funny. To an extent. Like, it's innocent foolery. Innocent menacery. You're just doing it for fun, but it's like, you are kind of gaslighting people. Like, that's what I'm saying I could do for you. Jasper said no legal or medical advice, though, so I can't give that out, but really anything else I could probably supply. We'll do that next time. Let me help you mess up your life. Just a little bit. Just innocently. Innocently. It'll just be fun. Or, like, come up with an Instagram caption. Oh my god. I love it. I've been listening to a lot of Steve Lacy recently. I recently fell in love with Steve Lacy's The Lo-Fi's. I was sitting at the park in some grass, hanging out. And smoking a cigarette. Yeah, I'm all about it now. No, but tobacco is actually, like, a really sacred plant, so that's why I'm on that. And then I was just playing the album. I was like, shit. Or fuck. Or I was like, damn. Is this album about me? I would hope so. I love, for such a long time, when people ask me what my favorite genre of music was, I'd just be like, oh, like, lo-fi, like R&B, lo-fi. That's exactly what Steve Lacy is, so meant for me. Not Steve Lacy, but the music. That album is so different from his most recent album, which I'm not gonna shit on at all. Gemini Writes. I'm told that I'm a Gemini, so, like, it's cool. Like, I like the album. It's done really well. But it just makes me so sad. Like, the lyrics are just so filled with, like, regret and just, like, not fun times. So last summer, I was, like, playing it over and over again because I was like, dude, this sounds so good. But I'd also just be sad about it, so I can't listen to it anymore. It is kind of amazing, like, at least from what I experienced listening to it. But the guitar and the drums sound sad. Like, they're just all drenched in, like, some not good. Some, like, not great. But it's just so different from the Lo-Fi's album. And most of his music. That's like all lovey-dovey all the time. If you're trying to get lovey-dovey, put on Steve Lacy. Let's put on some Steve Lacy. Let's put on something cute. Okay. This is Don't You Know. This is Steve Lacy's Don't You Know. Because Don't You Know, I'm waiting for you.
Expo is back on May 18th, brought to you by the Disability Foundation and hosted by Connector Society. The Abilities Expo brings together exhibitors, vendors, resources, guest speakers, and more to enrich the well-being and connectedness of the disability community. This year's theme is Adventure Awaits and features over 45 disability-focused exhibitors. Whether you're looking for adaptive activities to join the summer, inclusive travel opportunities, or resources to help you live life to the fullest with a disability, there's something for everyone. Presentations by Real Talk Sexual Health Education, Rick Hansen Foundation, and Fable Pathways. There will also be an interactive room where you can meet the assistance dogs from Leash of Hope, check out a trail rider, and even try your hand at wheelchair basketball. Join us on Thursday, May 18th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Roundhouse Community Center in Yaletown, Vancouver to find out what adventures await you.
What is up? That was Don't You Know. That was Steve Lacy's Don't You Know. So cute. Let's do some more Steve Lacy. I've been thinking a lot about type of vocals that I like, and I like Basement Jack by Steve Lacy because I like how it begins, or I just like the type of vocals where you're kind of out of breath, or like your lyrics are half finished, or you're like using the top part of your lungs to sing. And what I mean by that is, well, for like Basement Jack, for example, it starts with like, let me like your up and up. That's so fun. And I like that it begins with that because, you know, like the first 15, maybe like 25 seconds of a song, you haven't really like begun yet. Like you don't, if it's your first time listening to the song, you're like, okay, where am I? So to have the lyrics matching the listening experience where you're like, it's like unfinished, like you haven't really started yet. That's a cool way of starting. I like that. So let's play Bass with Jack. It's so fun. Some, and we don't have a problem. I've been on the sun and get the fuck out my window. I've been on the sun. Ride me like a doja, ride me like your lover. Talking to Jasper real quick. That was Basement Jack. Such a fun little guy. What I was talking about earlier about, you know, singing from the top of your lungs, I'm talking about someone like, or like a sound like Doja Cat, where she's like very high pitched. She's like, get into it, yeah. Like I love that song. There's so much energy into it when you're just like like breathing out into a mic. Like she has a really fast part at one point. If they ever try to knock up, put my foot up in their caca. Like that part. At the end of it, she like is obviously out of breath from singing so quick, and so she just breathes out, and that's so fun. I love to hear like an actual expression that isn't necessarily music in a song, because I think it just connects the listener to the artist. Because it's like, oh, they're out of breath. Like, they're trying their best right now. And you get to experience it. It's kind of like listening to something live, which is cool. Like, that's my favorite part about live performances. Just, like, honestly, watching people out of breath. Just watching people go for it. So I like when Doja Cat does that. Or she's just, like, super high-pitched. Or something like Gotta Stay Above It by Tame Impala, where it's just starting with whispering. That's so fun. It, like, builds it up so nicely. Like if vocals just started always in songs as whispering, as like the instruments are building up, that's such a fun listening experience. So good stuff. Good job, guys. Like these artists are doing great. So that's what I like. Sound. I'm tired of this. We could go regular. We could just go fucking friggin'. Oh boy. You're not really supposed to swear on this. that's it. Ooh, are we gonna venture? We could venture, guys. I mean, cello, or yeah, cello always sounds so cool on here. Oh, whoa, it's shocking. Like, it can get so intense on GarageBand, like, you're in it when you play the cello. This is reminding me of Madagascar slash Euphoria soundtrack. I don't know, like, Madagascar, like, I meant, like, like the movie, yeah, I think you know what I mean. Like the movie with freaking the lion, the whole squad. You know what I'm talking about. I don't even need to explain myself. Unless you don't, but whatever. I want a cello. I just want a. It's such an intense instrument. Like, to bring that around, I mean, drums is hard to bring around because there's just like so many. There's so many pieces, but like a cello, bro, you need a card for that, like, unless you bring it on the bus. But that's almost disrespectful to the instrument, almost, just because it's such a beautiful thing. But do you know what I'm talking about? The Euphoria soundtrack, or at least like the second season, there's a lot of like, especially with like the theatrical episode. Or maybe that's just how I felt. Maybe I just felt like this when I watched that episode. Or I watched season 2. Okay, let's try something else. Okay, this is literally cinematic. That's like the type of cello I was just playing. We could try. Oh my god, a beat sequencer. Oh. So like, get a beat going, I literally just randomly... I just like move my fingers. I'm like, okay, yeah, this. And sometimes it sounds good. You just gotta keep moving your fingers, I guess. But then it sounds like kind of random. Like, I haven't been able to like find. Like, I want a beat drop. Okay, this is like slightly stressing me out. Like, it moves so quickly. Okay. More throat singers or just like indigenous singing over like a good beat. Maybe I shouldn't blow the mic. Okay, no longer feeling this, no longer feeling it. It was good, but I was just like, where do I go? I guess that's like the point of figuring it out, but you know, I didn't feel like it. let's go back to keyboard. Frig it all. It's so fun to play. It's so bubbly. Let's play what? K-L-E-Z-M-E-R. Klezmer? Oh, I could switch. I could go to heavy metal organ. That's intense. Oh my god. Okay, maybe not. Classic rock organ? That's scary. Classical grand. At first I was I was petrified. What about whirly? That sounds like what I was doing before. Soul organ. Oh, we're back to soul organ. This is Okay, we're almost running out of time, so I'm gonna play my little show promo real quick for you guys. Hope you have a really great time enjoying it and listening to it.
Ah, you never see me again.
Ebola.
Xin chào và hẹn gặp lại.
Happy birthday.
I go to National Engineering College.
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 Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppe Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
My God. Okay. I don't know how you guys felt listening to that, but I was in shock. I was not expecting that much energy from a promo. I like don't even know really what they were talking about. I was just so caught off guard. That was wild. That was wild for me. That was like almost as wild as this friggin' soul organ that we're playing right now. Okay, so we have 4 minutes left. Oh, can you hear that? There you go. We have 4 minutes left. Thank you so much for, you know, if you just chilled, listen to me, just, that's all I like to do recently, really. So that's fun. This has been fun for me. This is exhilarating. I'm like, I'm so nervous consistently, but having a good time at the same time. I hope everyone finds a really good fruit to eat today. Like, you just, maybe it's an orange, maybe it's only one grape, maybe it's one cherry, but I hope you bite into it and you're like, oh my God. And then you think about me and you're like, wow, she made it happen. I hope that happens to you today. I hope that happens to me today. Let's go smooth clap. Whoa. Whoa. If you're feeling like you don't know how to play piano, or like you've just never tried it and you're like, okay, you know, this girl sounds kind of cool, like on the piano, like I kind of want to sound like that sometime, you should just go to a keyboard and pick three of your favorite keys. Preferably, like, if you are new to sound, like picking a key that, like, each one is like one key apart, if that makes sense. Like, you wouldn't do it necessarily right next to each other, because sometimes that can sound a little different. A little jarring sometimes. Like that. This is just three keys. And I understand when you don't think your fingers move that quick. But just start there. And just keep, like, just start different rhythms. You can make a song out of that. And it just gets you used to, like, how to play piano. I love this. So that's my advice of the day. This is such a fun sound. We got through a lot today. I hope you had a good hour with me. I'll be back again sometime. I'll see you again. Welcome back to Radio DJ. This was Zoe on CITR 101.9 FM on a fill-in show. I'll have my own show, perchance, at some point. I'll definitely be back. You have a wonderful day. Goodbye.